Eastern News at 2 p.m. I'm Bailak Sasira. The former Minister of Defense, Jacob Obothobot, has been elected the Speaker of the 12th Parliament. Obot scored 441 votes, beating his opponents, including the former Minister of Justice, also Democratic Party President General Norbert Mao, who scored 15 votes, and National Unity Platform's Paul Muiru, who got 60 votes in a secret ballot voting process presided over by the Chief Justice Flavian Zaija at Kololo Independence Grounds in the presence of the President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. 519 MPs participated in today's voting and 3 votes were declared invalid. The Chief Justice declared Obothobot the winner.
Declaration of the Speaker by His Lordship the Chief Justice under Rule 14H of the rules of this house, where 2 or more persons are nominated for the office of Speaker, the person who receives the majority of the votes of all members present and voting shall be declared Speaker. So I now proceed to read the total number of votes polled and those polled by each candidate. The total number of ballot papers contained in the ballot box were 519. Total number of members who have abstained from voting, I have 0. Spoiled ballot papers, there are 3. Honorable Obos Maxon Jacob polled 441 votes. Honorable Muiru polled 60 votes. Honorable Mao Norbert polled 15 votes. I therefore declare Honorable Obos Maxon Jacob, who has obtained the highest number of 441 votes cast, as the Speaker elect of the 12th Parliament.
Immediately after winning the election, Obothobot took his oath and received the tools of power from President Yoweri Museveni to begin serving Ugandans in the capacity of Speaker of Parliament.
Those who have been following have noted that the Honourable Jacob Obos has polled 441, which is the majority number of votes cast, and he is now being presented to His Excellency the President for the administration of the oath. According to the Constitution, Article 8210, the oath of the Speaker will be administered by His Excellency the President in accordance with Article 8210 of the Constitution, and the second schedule of the Oath Act, Chapter 19 of the Laws of Uganda.
I, Obos Maxon Jacob, swear in the name of the Almighty God that I will at all times well and truly serve the Republic of Uganda in the office of the Speaker, and that I will support and uphold the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by law established. So help me God.
The process started with nomination of 3 candidates vying for the speakership position. The former Vice President of Uganda, Jessica Alupo, moved the motion to nominate the former Minister of Defense, also West Budama County MP, Jacob Obothobot, as the new Speaker of the 12th Parliament. Alupo was seconded by former Minister of Agriculture, Frank Tumwebaze. Tumwebaze said Obot is a modest person with a humble background, disciplined, patient, and knowledgeable, among other qualities, who deserves to lead the next parliament. Katikamu South MP Kirumira Hassan also moved the motion to nominate Ginger East MP Paul Muiru for Speaker of the 12th Parliament. He said Muiru will restore the rule of law and uphold the accountability by checking wasteful expenditure. He was seconded by Sarah Wansasula, the woman MP for Ginger City, noting that Muiru is a man of integrity. Meanwhile, Toshi County MP of Court Peter moved a motion to elect the former Justice and Constitutional Affairs Minister, also Democratic Party President General Norbert Mao, as the Speaker of the 12th Parliament. He said Mao is a peacemaker and loves reconciliation and unity. Obot was seconded by Asua County MP Simon Peter Wokorach.
The issue is what is at stake as we elect the Speaker. And what is at stake is bigger than any candidate. The NRM has lived with Norbert Mao as Minister for Justice and Constitutional Affairs for 4 years. Surely, colleague, NRM can live with Norbert Mao for 5 years as the Speaker. Let us rise above partisan alliance and embrace the gift of Norbert Mao to the NRM and Uganda. Don't ask why Mao, but ask why not Mao. My Lord Chief Justice and Honorable Member, I beg to move. Thank you very much.